Left lockdown septics, socialist anti-lockdown news and analysis, home 2021 jolly collaboration or resistance, part 1, our brand new shiny fascist state, analysis collaboration or resistance, part 1, our brand new shiny fascist state. Connor Kelly, 19 July 2021, share a time 14 minutes. This is part 1 of a 3-part article we'll be publishing over the course of the next week about the COVID regime and the choice presented by vaccine passports. Collaboration or resistance? In the first installment, Connor Kelly explains how people avoid the truth that we are witnessing a fascism with 21st century characteristics, along with the two psychological tricks used by the government to confuse the population and enlist those who believe they represent an opposition as, in fact, supporters. On 12th July, the British government announced that it will be strongly encouraging vaccine passports for venues and events to exclude the unvaccinated from public life. Although they say this is a voluntary act of discrimination, they have explicitly stated that they retain the option to make this mandatory in the future, as they also retain the option to resume police state measures as and when they please. The French government coincidentally announced the same measure on the same day, only going much further, barring the unvaccinated from cafes, metro, etc., and mandating vaccination of health workers, which is to say, putting the unvaccinated out of work. They follow the Irish and Greek governments, which have brought in similar measures, along with other countries and states worldwide. The long-term effects of these measures will be disastrous. It will normalize the discrimination, exclusion and persecution of a section of the population. It will unleash all of the resentment and rage that has built up over the crisis of the last 18 months onto the unvaccinated. If successfully implemented, it may increase support for the new biosurveillance state and create a permanent buy-in for the population. It is not enough to permit a return to normality. Others must be forbidden. It will be a disaster for the working class, and if supported by the left or supported by the left by omission, then it will signal the total abandonment of socialism by self-declared socialists. The short-term intended effect of these measures is to increase vaccine uptake. This is clearly and openly coercion, an act of violence, and completely in breach of all established medical ethics, human rights, and likely in breach of the law in many of the countries implementing it. But we are past all such petty concerns like human rights, bodily autonomy and the rule of law. Who needs such old-fashioned ma freedom platitudes when you've got sexy hyper-modern 21st century fascism replete with all the moral brownie points any conformist could want? Fascism with 21st century characteristics? Yes, fascism. While most of the mainstream left have been obsessing over fringe neo-Nazis and denouncing much of post-war culture as white supremacy, they have been cheering on, aligning themselves with, and justifying the new fascism. The main point of contention, as we can see so clearly this week with the cries of "we demand stricter orders," is that the new fascism isn't fascist enough for them. But it is understandable. They cannot recognize what is occurring as fascism because they imagine that were fascism to return, it would be goose-stepping, sieg-heiling and murderously racist, or perhaps under the guise of Catholic values and militarism, which ought to be a demonstration of the many faces of fascism. But why should a fascist formation in the year 2021 closely resemble the Third Reich or Phalangist Spain? Why under 21st century economic and social conditions shouldn't it be modern, sophisticated, even officially at least, anti-racist? Would fascism not function just as well on the basis of newly created identities, newly created grievances and newly created victims? But as governments state their intention to openly persecute a minority of the population through a population labeling system on the basis of public health, the racial hygiene klaxon seems still to be silent in the mind of many left-winger. The main reason people refuse to see what is happening as the imposition of a new fascism is because they themselves are supporting it and participating in it. And if they have been or are supporting it, then it couldn't possibly be fascism. They are a good and moral person and could never support fascism, or more to the point, could never be fooled into supporting it. Never underestimate how powerful the motive to retain one's self-image is. The longer this goes on and the more brutal the measures enforced, the more powerful this motivation becomes. The difficulty of admitting you have been fooled is directly proportional to how much and for how long you have been fooled. Perhaps my labeling of the new regime as fascist will make it even more difficult for people to break from it, as the immediate instinct is self-defense. I'm not a fascist. This guy's a lunatic. He's calling me a fascist, but it is important to name what is occurring. It is important to draw out the historical parallel to stir whatever moral intellect has been swamped under a mountain of propaganda. Our brand new shiny fascist state. The state has declared a permanent state of emergency, imposed a police state through the use of mass psychological terror that is totalitarian in traditional sense. There is nothing outside the COVID state. They reserve the right to impose or lift restrictions on everyday life at their whim. They can and do impose massive, bankrupting fines on anyone who transgresses their ever-shifting rules. They have used police violence to break up countless legal demonstrations. Ministers can write laws with a swish of their pen. They have operated the biggest propaganda campaign in history, which is complemented by censorship both covert and overt across the board. Propaganda is literally everywhere. Almost every organization in the country has voluntarily become propaganda instruments of the state. Supermarket tannoys announce state propaganda. Every billboard includes state propaganda. You pass people in the street and their conversations consist of state propaganda. Landlords send letters to their tenants telling them to get vaccinated, usually with official state propaganda flyers attached. The public receives regular text messages containing state propaganda. They have it as documented, employed military intelligence psyops, divisions to wage psychological warfare on their own populations, spreading state propaganda across the digital space. They have the mainstream media by the ball through the massive amounts of public money going to media organizations from the state to fund the propaganda campaign. The entire economic and social activity of the state and all its citizens as in a state of total war is directed towards war effort, in this case the obviously unwinnable and therefore permanent war on death. Anyone opposing the police state is ostracized socially and denounced by the same politicians, the press and thereafter society at large. The concept of misinformation has been normalized and there are calls from the Labour Party for harsher penalties on those spreading what is now described as misinformation online. These dissidents are considered dangerous and a threat to the health of the nation. This has created an environment of total policing where people police themselves and others to stay in line with the dictates of the COVID state. In short, it is an atmosphere of terror. Questions, inquiry and debate are called conspiracy theory, a term that has been rebranded to vastly increase its scope, potency and the threat level associated with it. Conspiracy theorists must be rooted out and silenced. Why? Because they might increase doubt in the official state ideology. Any doubt in the state ideology is a threat to the health of the nation. The state means to make permanent this hygiene-obsessed regime with digital health passports that are designed for no other reason than to exclude those who are not fully on board. This has the double effect of wedding the in-group majority ever more to the new state ideology and making dissidents and troublemakers easily identifiable for persecution. It also provides an easy target to direct public anger towards that isn't the state, in the absence of other more socially unpalatable scapegoats. Geopolitical rivalry and the usual putrid nationalism, though this will likely be revived. Through health passports, the nation and its health is fully under control. The definition of good health defined by the state alone can be expanded or contracted as is necessary. You think this health policy goes too far? You dare to question the official state ideology? You are exiled from social life. Human beings, persons have been reduced to vectors of disease, lumps of meat, leper until proven clean and the means of proof reside only with the state. The health of the nation is paramount. Dignity, rights, autonomy, organization, a free press, parliament, democratic life in general, all these can be and are sacrificed for the health of the nation. Class struggle from our side is halted for the health of the nation. The largest upward transfer of wealth in human history, the financial, social and psychological immiseration of the working class passes off with a "but you do not go far enough" from the loyal opposition, which includes almost every left-right political party, major institution and NGO in the new total COVID state. The new regime has created and functions through a massive public-private bureaucratic machine that is obsessed with the testing and categorization of human beings and takes as its official and only justifying mission the health of the nation. Aside from the obvious, unprecedented narrative weaving and social engineering that have been unleashed on an atomized public, opposition is neutralized and consent manufactured by two base, transparent political tricks that have worked countless times throughout the crisis. 1. Leading up to ritualized date that announces a review of restrictions, the government generates terror on a mass scale through its new gargantuan propaganda machine. Imaginary variants, case numbers, double mutants, the possibilities are endless. For a short time in the lead-up, the government poses as being opposed to its own restrictions that it alone is imposing, but Boris is a libertarian. Look, he's opposed to the very thing that he is doing. The liberals and the left, wanting only to say the opposite of whatever the government says, shout, but we must have more restrictions. He means to kill us, so then the government comes out, having manufactured total political consent for more slash different restrictions, and says that due to worrying data blah blah, alas, we must continue the fascist project. I have seen people who oppose policies of the Tory government being accused of lining up with the Tories slash Boris by those on the left. This particular play has happened so many times now that I am perplexed that the marks have not yet seen the con. 2. Leading up to ritualized date that announces a review of restrictions, the government releases a barrage of mixed messages. One minister will go on TV and say one thing, another on the radio and say the opposite. This tactic is reserved for controversial policies like vaccine passports. The hail of mixed messages makes it impossible to know what the government's actual position is. This immunizes it against real opposition because of the public thinks the government is in principle against vaccine passports and only considering them as a last resort, thinks they are shelved, definitely not happening, thinks they are definitely happening, hello, and has given up trying to make heads or tails of it. Who can organize an effective campaign against a policy that no one is surely exists? Then all of a sudden, in the confusion, the policy is suddenly enacted. In this way, the government tricks those who believe they are opposed to it into supporting its policies, into becoming the militant mouthpieces for those policies. The regime has tricked the opposition into being its most vociferous enforcers. But in reality, from established political organizations there is no opposition to the regime. Their quarrels, which are easily neutralized by the above tricks, are with the flavor of restrictions, not restrictions themselves, oh. But nobody is questioning the need for restrictions. We simply must have restrictions. Thus you have phony debates about tier systems, half lockdowns, more or less freedom. But you never see someone say lockdowns are immoral and don't work anyway, even though this is the most solid, grounded position which can be defended by asking people to take a cursory glance at reality. Thousands of mini quislings outpetaining one another in performative submission. For the good out the country, of course. Because it's the right thing to do. The psychological tricks. I sent letters around last autumn encouraging people, particularly those on the left, to break with the new order and stand against it. In them, I predicted the passport regime that is now unfolding. In the second I wrote how I went from supporting lockdown to opposing it, precisely because I wanted to show people that it was okay to change their minds. I wrote out how I was convinced that lockdown doesn't work. The evidence mainly consisted of Sweden, Florida and other places that actually exist in the real world, and also the fact that the lockdowns haven't worked. The evidence for lockdown failure is 100 times clearer now than it was then. No one in this country can show how lockdowns have worked. No one. They have failed miserably, disastrously and repeatedly on their own terms, and yet a majority supports them and are convinced that they work. What we are dealing with here is not reason, at least not as it is usually understood, but an inversion of reason, the intellect put to work to defend the statement, the sky is green. What we are dealing with is a psychological defense mechanism, both personal and social, operating on a massive scale, and being expertly weaponized by the state. Again, it is ridiculously difficult to recognize this in oneself. It's a self-defense mechanism. It becomes even more difficult when it is socially widespread. No one wants to think of themselves as being caught up in a mass hysteria. No one wants to think of themselves as having been fooled. No one wants to deviate so dramatically from approved opinion and be branded as a lunatic. No one wants to think of themselves as being devoted to their self-image, which is itself devotion to one's self-image. On the last point about self-image, it is not a coincidence that all this occurred in a historically new social media environment where everyone and their granny is perpetually curating a self-image that is open to attack from orders of magnitude more threats than in pre-social media life. The automatic, normal response to a crisis entering this new head space is imitation and a herd mentality. The primary drive becomes being seen to be one thing or another by society at large, or its opposite, not being seen at all. This is particularly acute as the threat of total social humiliation is open for anyone who transgresses something that was once reserved only for the famous. The quest to stand out from the ever-enlarging crowd results, paradoxically, in mass flattening, mass imitation, maximum conformism within a proliferation of ideological tribes. The same process then plays out between the tribes and they come to resemble one another more and more. It becomes increasingly difficult, for instance, to distinguish liberals from socialists. Moreover, since real-world social life was abolished for much of the crisis, the digital became more real than the real, and so bled through into the real world in a much greater way than has ever happened before. This increases the sense of mass delusion and detachment from reality as people become unable to distinguish between what is real and what is not. It is questionable whether bled through is even an adequate term here, as occurrences in the digital sphere and the real world are merging fully. It is another interesting parallel that 20th century fascism flourished in a new, disruptive media environment that enlarged people's sense of the world and their place within it and shattered the epistemologies of previous eras. No one in this country even bothers to assert any reasons for why lockdown worked. It is taken as an article of faith. It is a moral argument. Saying they don't work is immoral. The only argument anyone has in favor of lockdowns is lockdowns work because we are doing it slash did it. That is the long and short of it. The psychological and consequently social and political consequences of them not working are too much to bear. It would mean that governments lied continually, knowingly and maliciously. It would mean that people's lives were wrecked for nothing. It would mean that people were fooled on a massive scale. It would mean all the social media preening and look at me, I'm a super lockdown hero would be revealed for the farce that it was. People would lose confidence in almost every large institution. The mainstream media would be kaput. The reputation of the NHS, academy, state bodies would be in tatters. No one would ever listen to lockdown zealot or zero COVIDian's opinion on anything ever again. Psychologically, we cannot afford for lockdowns to not work, thus ensuring that they will definitely happen again. It is a mass noble lie with the most ignoble of origins and the most destructive of consequences, a deal with the devil. Now read part 2, on the management of the pandemic as a media spectacle and the neutralizing of protest, here. Post-navigation previous post. Visions of the future next post. Collaboration or resistance, part 2. The pandemic as media event 21 thoughts on collaboration or resistance, part 1. Our brand new shiny fascist state. Cameron Offey, 20th July 2021 at 6:15 a.m. Without a doubt, this is the most insightful deconstruction of the last 18 months that I have read. I am as left as they come, but I can no longer communicate honestly with practically all my friends and family. Conversely, my partner's family have been questioning most aspects of the propaganda. My partner's father, deceased, was in the Portuguese military under Salazar. He resigned in defiance of the Salazar regime from the military once his conscription ended. He had been posted to the Portuguese prisoner of war camp political prisoners, in Dili, East Timor. They moved to and subsequently fled Mozambique in 1975 following the fall of the Portuguese regime, with nothing more than a couple of suitcases. Witnessing charred bodies in overturned vehicles probably influences one's worldview somewhat. Reply Jackie, 20th July 2021 at 8:28 a.m. Fantastic article. Cannot fault the analysis and draw great strength from it. It sands me more deeply than I can say that somehow I have ended carrying the label of the despised, a potential outcast. I devote my life to helping people, through scientific and common sense therapies to be their most mentally and physically healthy, to respect themselves and to maximize the potential of the one precious life they have been given. What irony that my own government would want to persecute me for this approach, and others like me, and to create a nation of people, afraid and dependent on outside intervention, the opposite of good health in every way. Tragic. Reply James 20th July 2021 at 8:42 a.m. Brilliant. 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 Is this the Rubicon for the people of the UK? Or are we so lost and cowardly that we will simply drop our pants and take it like good little pros? Reply Susan Lambeth 20th July 2021 at 10:16 a.m. Spot on, but what can we do about it? My daughters and I have been calling it out from the start and alienated nearly everyone we associated with, have been on protests, delivered leaflets, written to our MP numerous times, been doing stand in the park every week for 4 months with a table set up offering free drinks and biscuits to anyone who will talk to us. We're on the Tesco maskless shop that caused outrage online, plus my daughter and brother write blogs, anti-lockdownlogicblogs.com and Lockdown Satirico UK. But what good does it all do? How can we come together to form an effective resistance? Anyone got any ideas? I'm up for trying anything. Reply Josh Gerard 21st July 2021 at 10:22 a.m. Indeed, a brilliant article. But I think it's unwise to correctly denounce this and them as supporting fascism, if we want to make them doubt all this and stop them from supporting it, for the reason the author goes into. Also, as the framed as usual reports on the French demos show and heard today, it is important that the protests stay nonviolent and that people refrain from using the yellow star. The latter is as correct and understandable as using the fascist accusation, but it was hijacked and is enormously toxic. I think CJ Hopkins has it right, and this is what we can do on top of what you and us were and are already doing. 1. Stop calling the vaccines, etc., ever they are experimental gene therapies, aka drugs. 2. Instead of calling them enablers of fascism, tell them in their face that they are supporting discrimination and above all segregation only. That will make them uncomfortable and see that doubt, which is the necessary first step. See Julius Ruchel's latest. 3. Start wearing the red triangle instead, possibly with a black U on it. The symbol of the imprisoned opponents of the Nazi regime. Let's begin doing so this Saturday in London at 1 p.m. Reply Merce Mike 20th July 2021 at 10:52 a.m. Excellent article. It's sad to see just how much the left have been totally bought by all this. I'm always nervous of REHABILTIBG the term fascism, but I take the point. Reply Sue 20th July 2021 at 12:49 p.m. Absolutely superb piece. I'm a visitor to these shores from lockdown septox and there is nothing here I can argue against. Reply David Og 20th July 2021 at 1:50 p.m. Thanks Connor for an excellent article. The collapse of the once anti-Stalinist left into support for totalitarian measures and the loss of our most fundamental human rights is shocking and depressing. I would say though that totalitarian it is, fascist it is not. Yes, fascism is a totalitarian system, but totalitarianism has been and is used by other regimes, Stalin's Russia, East Germany, China, etc. The core purpose of any fascist movement is to whip up divisions in order to destroy working class organization. Our ruling class is not in a deep enough crisis and is unfortunately not facing a strong enough threat from the working class for them to turn to fascism, so it is still a very minority sport. But in the future it may not be, and we need to know it when it threatens. Calling Johnson or Trump or Biden fascist reduces the word to an insult. I stress that I'm not in any way disagreeing with your main analysis or minimizing the nightmare through which we are living. The withholding of effective treatments, the enforced isolation of people with dementia, the damage to child development and mental health, the coercion of people to have experimental gene therapy, all these are crimes against humanity. Will the criminals be brought to account? The record unfortunately isn't good. Reply Jax Oblongata 21st July 2021 at 2:10 p.m. Fascism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and strong regimentation of society and of the economy sounds familiar if you ask me. The marriage between corporations and the state, Ildo Benito Mussolini. Corporations have taken over the state in pretty much every country across the world. They hold the power. Vanguard and BlackRock own pretty much everything. They control the narrative. Totalitarianism, maybe. Corporatism, most definitely, with the end game of a technocracy to replace democracy. I would say they have shown their true colors this last 18 months. Whatever we call it, whichever ideology we choose to label it, it really doesn't matter. Our freedom and our human rights are in jeopardy right now. We must call it out and quickly, as I fear we are heading towards endgame and it's not far off. An excellent article, by the way, Reply Nick, 20th July 2021 at 2:27 p.m. What an excellent article. Looking forward to the next part. Thanks, Reply James, 20th July 2021 at 9:55 p.m. As someone who views socialism not as an objective political truth but as an inevitable sign of cultural decay, I can still see a good leftist article when I read one, and this is it. Beautifully written, packed with insights, it makes for a tragic analysis no less for Starmer's supine opposition patsies and Johnson's corrupt internationalist cabal. Ultimately, when trying to unpack COVIDocracy, we need only really follow the money. From the start, this has been funding the global climate alarmist cause. The real revolution heralded by COVID was unveiled right at the start in all the Build Back Better propaganda that mysteriously materialized with lockdown. The technocrat globalists of the West saw decades ago the way the wind was blowing. They've both ridden the wave of COVID hysteria and used the infantile ecomaniacs as useful idiots. The climate alarmism agenda is now unstoppable. It is the motive force behind the ludicrously transparent COVID lie, with Bezos and Gates et al. Now profiting incalculably from the conditions of an irreversibly changed marketplace. The usage of the vaccine passport will now of course extend over the next few years to cover our whole lives, becoming in the process a global capitalist version of the Chinese Communist Social Credit System. It's too late to oppose any of this peacefully. We have slept too long. Civil strife may eventually provoke some sort of exit from the nightmare, but then of course the military will get involved and that never ends well. Ours is an era of breakdown, both political and social. The great poet Rimbaud prophesied it a century ago, the time of the assassins is upon us, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Reply Alex Price Alexander, 23rd July 2021 at 10:43 a.m. Well said, James. What a societal and political mess we're in, though, when even so-called churches have drunk the COVID Kool-Aid. There is no longer any overarching, transcendental framework that can be appealed to make sense of our new reality, just another compulsory swig of the mandated Kool-Aid. BTW. My wife just received a free consignment of NHS-branded COVID-19 self-test rapid antigen test throat swabs. Anyone care to guess where they were manufactured? Reply Damien Bush, 21st July 2021 at 5:12 a.m. An excellent analysis, which, given the destruction of so many predominantly working-class livelihoods, qualifies as fascism in my book. The root of the terror, sadly, lies in the general public's bovine acceptance of Dr. Mike Yedden termed the 8 lies. These are so patently untrue to anyone with a passing knowledge of biology, as to be laughable if the consequences weren't so dire. Reply Alex, 21st July 2021 at 6:43 a.m. Great article and analysis. Posted this on a few left-leaning FB pages and surprise, surprise, it's been labeled as full of right-wing conspiracy theories, including the comments. Being on the left myself, it's frustrating to see the elephant in the living being dismissed. Reply Alex, 21st July 2021 at 7:03 a.m. Asterisk elephant in the living room. Reply Amy, 22nd July 2021 at 2:17 p.m. Haha, I was thinking about sending it to some of my leftist friends as well, but fear they will respond in kind. The masses are seriously in a trance, and I don't think the injection is helping. Reply and 21st July 2021 at 6:52 a.m. It is a mistake to think of Sweden as living in reality. We had no lockdowns yet, but all the mechanisms are in place. We are very obedient and digit-savvy, digited, no cash. Reply Robert McMaster, 22nd July 2021 at 10:59 a.m. The left, in its various formats, has destroyed its credibility beyond repair. Without exception, Social Democrat parties, Trotskyist groups and all other socialist organizations have lined up with lockdown state powers. They are all drinking the viral Kool-Aid. They are all part of the problem, and will not be parties to the solution. In state crises like this, they eventually run out of gas. Then the pendulum swings away and vengeance and retribution dominates. It will take a lot of that in this case to compensate. Those organizations and individuals who sang the COVID party lockdown line will and should be cast into the darkness of traitordom, socialism or barbarism. They chose the latter. They deserve obliteration. Reply Amy, 22nd July 2021 at 2:16 p.m. Wow, this is so refreshing. Came here from off-Guardian comments section. I identify as an anarchist, but was leftist for many years before that, and I have been aghast at the so-called socialists throughout this. Thank you for such a well-articulated, brilliant piece. Reply I_left_the_left 22nd July 2021 at 5:30 p.m. My thanks also to Connor's excellent work. An ex-leftist myself, I had almost given up hope of finding on the left not yet consumed by the red fascism now descending. Most leftists are useful idiots of the globalist corporate cabal now running our governments and capturing entire democracies, but not Connor. Reply Stephen the Anarchist, 22nd July 2021 at 6:38 p.m. Great article. I studied fascism many years ago and I agree that what we are seeing is precisely that. If we look at the various openly fascist regimes of the 20th century, they were also typically popular. This was because they claimed to protect a fearful population from an alleged great threat. They then used propaganda to maintain the significance of that threat and deploy technology as an enabler. The regimes described in Orwell's 1984 and Huxley's A Brave New World feel similar to. We can debate which one the current situation resembles most. What shocks me is how so many people on the left support this outrage. I do not see myself as left-wing, but I cannot see how anybody with a traditional socialist outlook can be anything but outraged. This period has made the rich richer and the poor have suffered the most, particularly in developing countries. It is a disaster. Reply, leave a reply. Your email address will not be published. Required fields are marked asterisk. Comment, name asterisk, email asterisk, website, save my name, email, and website in this browser for the next time I comment. This site uses Akismet to reduce spam. Learn how your comment data is processed. Donate. Donate monthly. Donate once only. Select a donation option GBP, 5.00 per /month, 10.00 per /month, 20.00 per /month, other /month. Subscribe to our mailing list. Search for recent posts. Collaboration or Resistance, Part 3. Scapegoats Women Questioning the New Normals Conference. Collaboration or Resistance, Part 2. The Pandemic as Media Event. Collaboration or Resistance, Part 1. Our Brand New Shiny Fascist State Visions of the Future. Recent Comments, Alex Price Alexander on Collaboration or Resistance, Part 1. Our Brand New Shiny Fascist State Stephen the Anarchist on Collaboration or Resistance, Part 1. Our Brand New Shiny Fascist State I_left_the_left on Collaboration or Resistance, Part 1. Our Brand New Shiny Fascist State Thomas Prentice on Collaboration or Resistance, Part 2. The Pandemic as Media Event Amy on Collaboration or Resistance, Part 1. Our Brand New Shiny Fascist State. Archives, July 2021, June 2021, May 2021, April 2021, March 2021, February 2021, January 2021. Categories, Analysis, COVID Superstars, Critique, Editorial, Guest Article, News. Close search for, Menu, Home, About, Mailing List, Submit an Article, Contact. Search for, About, Contact, Mailing List, Privacy Policy. Copyright All Rights Reserved 2021 Bar Theme, Infinity News by THEMEINWP.